Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. As the world reacts to Britain's vote to exit the European Union, Donald Trump says President Obama is partly to blame, and he compares voter sentiment in the UK to the anger that is driving his own campaign. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports Trump says it's a sign of things to come in the U.S.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is in Scotland celebrating the reopening of his luxury golf course, Trump Turnberry. As a press conference kicked off, a protester was let out after trying to hand out golf balls painted with a Nazi symbol.
Get them out.
Trump went on to praise the vote to leave the EU.
But I think it does show something about the people wanting their country back, and I can tell you, in the United States, the people want their country back.
The so-called Brexit vote came after a contentious debate over issues including the European economy and refugee migration. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Hillary Clinton's campaign is calling Trump's reaction to Britain's vote dangerous and frightening. Clinton advisor Jake Sullivan says it reveals a lack of understanding about the situation and the GOP candidate's focus on his own business interests rather than the economic impact on American families. Meanwhile, President Obama has offered assurances to Britons that the special relationship between Washington and London will endure, even with their country's withdrawal from the EU. A wind-driven wildfire in Southern California has destroyed at least 80 homes and forced the evacuation of a number of communities. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that another 1,500 structures are threatened.
The Erskine Fire, as it's been named, quickly went from initial reports to destroying scores of homes near Lake Isabella, north of Bakersfield, California. A Kern County Fire Department captain told the Associated Press that he's never seen a wildfire like it, saying, in a matter of 4 hours, it's burned through several communities. Fueled by winds and hot temperatures and steep topography, the fire ripped through the drought-ravaged vegetation of the area and quickly spread to thousands of acres. There are more than 600 firefighters on scene. Hundreds more are en route. Nathan Rapp, NPR News, Culver City, California.
For the LGBT community, Gay Pride Month is taking on new significance and added security. New York City's Pride Parade this weekend is no exception. New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton.
We will, out of caution, be increasing the size of the police detail this year with some degree of focus that we might not have had in years past on the issue of terrorism, certainly in light of the events in Orlando.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says a police vehicle will be painted in Gay Pride rainbow colors. Global stocks plunged today following Britain's vote to leave the EU. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 611 points to close at 17,399. This is NPR. Officials say at least 20 people are dead following a deluge of 9 inches of rain in West Virginia. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin says more than 100 homes in the state are damaged or destroyed and tens of thousands have lost power. Pope Francis is visiting Armenia, where he was widely expected to use more diplomatic language to describe the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians than he has in the past. But as NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, the Pope pointedly departed from his prepared text.
On paper, the highly anticipated speech used the Armenian term for the mass killings, Metsayegern, which means the great evil. But in his delivery, Francis added the politically charged G word.
Quella tragedia, quel genocidio.
That tragedy, that genocide, Francis said, was the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century, made possible by twisted racial, ideological, or religious aims that darkened the minds of the tormentors, even to the point of planning the annihilation of entire peoples. Turkey rejects the genocide label. When Francis used it last year, Ankara recalled its ambassador to the Holy See for a full 10 months. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Yerevan.
Personal items from gangster James Whitey Bulger are going on the auction block this weekend in Boston. Officials say proceeds from the auction will be given to the families of Bulger's victims. The 86-year-old is serving a life sentence in federal prison for a litany of crimes, including participating in 11 murders. I'm Lori London, NPR News in Washington.